Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It's clearing up here. I can still see some clouds, but I've got some blue sky. What's it look like in town there in San Francisco?
Yeah, it's clearing up. There was an overcast, but it's starting to flow away.
that's what we're looking for. Flow away.
Flow away.
How's it look down in Millbrae?
It's been sunny the whole time. Nice and blue.
Oh, it has. Oh, good for you.
Super clear skies out here.
What about down there in Santa Cruz, Ben?
It's overcast, but it's okay. It burned off yesterday, and I expect that'll be the case again today.
All right, let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices.
Nice work, Fremont Bank.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. So a couple quick things as we've already talked many times about coronavirus. I'm over it, although I'm still hiding in my house and wearing a mask. The conversation's just exhausting.
Caution fatigue.
Yeah, for sure. But I did want to mention that antiviral, it looks like, is going to be available and to hospitals. The one by Gilead Sciences.
Remdesivir.
That's it. I looked it up. I actually sat and listened, and then you said it and screwed me completely up.
I'm sorry. Is there a pronunciation online for that? Remdesivir.
Yes, there's a video that actually rolls where it says remdesivir.
Okay,
so that's
remdesivir.
It. Right. And it's an antiviral. This is not the vaccine. This is medicine that will help get you through the sickness faster and hopefully with less severity. Then it's something that was developed for Ebola, but it seems to work in all of the coronaviruses because there's multiple ones. This one's called COVID-19, but there's been, SARS and MERS. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this has been proven to work. They have a price for it out there now. It's over $3,000 with insurance. So,
oh my God!
Well, you know,
look, if it saves your life, that's
right.
Certainly a price worth paying. But Jesus, Louises,
right?
Did Jesus?
Well, I don't know what to say about it other than that's at least some good news on that front. As we head into the holiday weekend.
Yes.
RV rentals have risen sharply as most people have decided they're just going to hit the road in an RV. I would like to say, this is not a prepared statement, but I have driven behind many an RV in my day on many windy roads, whether that be Tahoe, Big Bear, mountainous roads in Oregon, or even right here on Highway 17 where I live in Santa Cruz. And man, even the best RV driver sucks. So imagine all of these rentals out there on the road at once. It's going to be chaos and mayhem. Well, and I
that's
want no
yet another good reason to stay home, Vinny.
Oh my God, I cannot imagine all these people. I don't know what the process is, whether they run them through, you know, the for the rental, whether
right.
they're run through now listen, this is much bigger and you're going to want to, I don't know if there's a or if they say, you got the money, here's your keys. Hey, have a good
off
one.
You go. Have a great vacation.
Do so,
you want to take the insurance?
you want to, believe me. So summer vacations are sort of on already, but this is going to be a big weekend for the rental RVs.
Oh,
beware.
Boy.
Drivers, beware. They're out there on the road in big numbers. Yeesh.
Yay?
I don't know. I mean, you guys, have you ever, I know you've talked about it. Have you done it yet? You never
no.
did rent one, did you?
No, we didn't rent one. I mean, honestly, as we were getting anywhere near this, COVID stepped in. But I grew up, my dad and mom have had a couple RVs. So I've been in them. There was a lot of cursing coming from the front seat, but that was not abnormal for, you know, driving with my dad.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think if I were going to do one, or let's say if I were going to get one, I would just want to get a big truck and have the one that you tow. So that I'm actually driving a normal ride.
Vehicle, right.
You know what I mean?
You know, the problem with those is that backing them up is totally counterintuitive. And I only know I've driven horse trailers.
There's problems with all of it. Like
sure.
trying to be out on the main roads where everyone's doing their normal daily driving. And now you're on vacation driving.
Doot-de-doo. John always says he just, you know, he hates being behind any big car because he's just like, it's like driving behind a piece of plywood. Like
a wall.
No seeing around
behind
it.
We're exactly right.
You know, I'm like, well, if you weren't so close, you know, you'd have a little bit broader.
Oh, you're not helping at all. What is that? Is that helpful?
I know.
That
it's,
is not
No,
helpful.
I mean, it is helpful. It's totally helpful.
No, it's well, anyway, drivers of the Bay Area, beware. The rentals are up for RVs, and you'll be sharing the road with them. Good
Hooray!
Luck.
Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way!
Oh, look at that. I took my phone down to text you and then never put my camera back up.
Yeah, I wondered why you were just a little blob.
I was just trying
there
to apologize for cutting you off.
Oh, and I said no worries. I mean, Jesus. It's hard enough. We still can't see each other.
Hold on, I got it. Sorry, everybody.
You know, it's funny because we've tried to bring our elaborate hand gestures and everything that we normally use to speak silently to each other while we're on the air in the studio onto this Zoom meeting with us, and it's just, it's got its challenges. It's working, though. We're working it out.
Yeah. Well, you can tell, even that little clip we listened to from Stephen A. Smith, that him screaming at his other partner there, they were working from home, too. You could tell from the audio.
Had to be, right.
Everybody's doing it, and it is absolutely challenging. That's the word.
I'm sorry.
It comes with its stuff.
Yeah.
Including.
That's what's going on. Say what? Say what, Max? What'd you say?
See, he doesn't even stop me. Say what? I'm like, oh my God, he's yelling so much. Oh,
yeah, that's his thing.
Must be hard to just have a quiet breakfast with him.
Well, you never know. You know, there are people, if you remember, Robin Williams was someone who could absolutely be manic and crazy and a lunatic. And then when I met him, he was soft-spoken.
Yeah, I think we were like up on a balcony or at the top of some stairs, and he came up and he's just like, hey, you guys, I just want to say, you know, how you doing?
He was, you just saw a totally different person.
Yes.
And
that's true, right.
I do believe that, especially for people like us who do, I'm not trying to compare us to Robin Williams, but anything where you're exercising whatever it is you are, and then when you're done, you've got that out of your system for the most part, and you're ready to, you know,
I'm
the class clown act can be
today,
put
right?
away.
Yes,
and you're
exactly.
just ready to, you know, sit quietly and not be that guy.
It's
anyway.
Funny when we go to like Alice events and stuff. Like, you know, I'm pretty. You know, I wouldn't say I'm a quiet person, but I'm just like I'm a little different off the air. And John's always like, I'm like, oh, so we're gonna go to Winterland or whatever. He goes, oh, great, I get to hang out with Sarah Clark all night. I'm like, yeah, you do. I got to put my Sarah Clark on.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Last Thursday, a 32-year-old guy named... Oh, my God. Where did all our time go?
What
should I do
oh
here?
Oh, boy.
Oh, crap. Well, I'll just do
the one you
story.
Were going to do, yeah.
Last Thursday, a 32-year-old guy named Devin Roberts from Bardwell, Kentucky, was busted for stealing more than $5,000 worth of equipment from a city building. He tried to say he just found it by a dumpster, but he was arrested for felony theft. 2 days later... He tried to start a fight with a male grocery worker who confronted him for making inappropriate comments to female workers.
Oh.
They found him parked outside, passed out in a passed out drunk in the front seat of a running car.
Oh boy.
So he was arrested for DUI, and then the next day he was arrested again when he was caught drinking in the passenger seat of a friend's car.
Winning.
That violated the terms of his bond from his other arrests. So he was arrested 3 times in 4 days and is facing several charges.
That's Boy, he sounds like a winner, huh?
He's on a run. Yeah. And real quick, you mentioned this the other day. I looked it up. I didn't see. Apparently, the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem that we've been, you know and love or whatever you feel about it, is much longer than the version that we usually hear.
Who knew?
I didn't, but I also never really pay attention to it other than to stand and show respect. It's not something, I don't know the words to it.
Well, I certainly don't know the words past the part we know.
Right. Well, 71% of Americans think they know the lyrics, all of them.
I know them.
And that's means the first verse, yes. Not the other three verses. So you know them, you know the first verse by heart?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even know that. But anyway.
You don't think that you would know it if you had to stand up? I mean, we've seen it performed so many times.
Right, but I truly don't.
Try and do it.
I don't. I can't. Try. Oh, say, can you see? It's really light. We're so proud. No, I just skipped something, didn't I?
No, but you mumbled through it, so I don't know. It was hard to tell if you knew that the word was what.
What? What's the word?
What? So proudly we hailed.
Oh, no, I didn't get that. Wouldn't have gotten that. No, I don't know it. I don't know how many Americans do know. Bryn, do you know all the words to the first verse of the Star Spangled Banner? Oh, he's not even on.
He's not even on. He's just mouthing.
I did know them. I just wouldn't. I'm not sure if I could recite it right now just because I haven't sang the song in forever.
Can we see?
By the dawn early light. What so proudly we held at the twilight last gleaming.
I think you did. You say held was so proudly we held.
Yeah, I don't even know what I said.
We hailed it at the dawn. It's about seeing the flag at the end of the battle. It's,
all right.
Anyway, the guy. So this dates back to it became our official national anthem in 1931. It was a poem originally written by Francis Scott Key, and that guy in particular was a slave owner and someone. So. Right. I don't know the lyrics to the other three. I know the first verse.
Someone said though that there's some pretty racist stuff in there. Did you find that?
I looked through it and didn't see that, but I was sort of scanning and sort of felt like, well, I do see though that this guy was a slave owner and someone who had investment in keeping things that way. And that for sure is, I think, enough for some people, whether or not it stays our national anthem or not. I'm not in charge of that. I'll let other people decide. But that's where the what I was able to find is that the dude who wrote it is racist.
Yes.
It was a slave owner and was someone who did that. Our text number, it's too late. I'll read texts after these. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. How about the nude dragons and more after these?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.